So I'm going to do my, I also want to do another one of my clappy things. Welcome back to another episode of the Safari Pedals Show. I'm your host, Abby. Today is a very exciting day. One, because it's episode 9, which is crazy. And number two, because today's episode is a topic that's been really important for me to get to, which is content creation and everything that kind of comes with the title. Until I even got to the Safari Pedal Show, I never made a video, never did a podcast, so this is all really new to me. So K Heart Beats is going to be on the show, and we're going to discuss everything from her content creation journey to tips that she has for people like me and for anybody starting out, and most importantly, the honest take on the whole topic, things that have worked, things that have not worked, things that have gone well, things that have gone horribly, and everything in between. So everyone, please give a warm welcome to K Heart Beats.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it. Just a little background on the episode before we dive into our conversation. I'm completely new to the whole content, podcast world, video world in general. And it kind of seemed to me that as a producer, if you don't push out some sort of content, which can be videos, reels, tutorials, you making beats, all those things, everyone kind of just seems to not know that you exist or that you don't seem relevant. So I felt really inspired to find someone in the content scene to talk to, and let's dive in. So please tell everyone watching at home who you are, what you do, and we can take it from there.
Sure. So my name is K Heart. That's my beat maker name, I guess, that I go by on YouTube, Spotify, all of that stuff. And I've been making music for much longer than my YouTube history would probably make you believe, but I'm a classically trained violinist, so I've played violin for over a couple decades. Not to tell anybody how old I am, don't tell anybody
I
that.
I won't tell anyone.
But yeah, so I pretty much have just picked up various instruments over the years, and I'm actually kind of new to the DAW scene, I guess, so doing music in Ableton, stuff like that, but I feel like it was pretty natural for me to move into that once I realized that was a thing. And I started just doing it as a hobby because it's what I love. I love making music. And I was like, you know, why don't I just document the process, and I'm going to put it out there on YouTube and see if anybody likes it. And it's been doing fairly well so far.
Being a producer and being a content creator nowadays, they seem to have really kind of meshed into one another. Like, do you feel now kind of more producer, more content creator? Do you feel like those things are kind of meshing well, or do they conflict for you at times?
Honestly, most of the time I feel more like a content creator now, because like my Spotify, if you look at it, it's pretty bare. I haven't released a lot, and a lot of that is because I'm focusing most of my energy on YouTube videos at the moment. So for me to actually, you know, mix and fully master a song to what I feel is up to my standard to release it, I don't always have the time.
I would diagnose myself with perfectionism a little bit. Do you feel that that's creeped in to your process? Or do you feel that you're kind of good at maintaining kind of a healthy relationship with perfectionism in your work?
You know, this has actually helped me curb some of my bad perfectionist tendencies. Because when you do feel like you have a deadline and you need to get a video out because you release every Thursday or whatever your schedule is, it's like, yeah, I can mix this for another like 5 hours, or I can just say it's good enough and put it up. And so that's kind of what's helped me overcome that, is having a set deadline. So it's kind of a double-edged sword of feeling that you need to put it out, but it's also good because you can just say, I'm done with this.
Yeah,
I'm going to put it out there and it's good enough.
Did it take you a while to get to that place, or did you kind of start off with that from an early point in your video making?
So it took me a while, especially when I was a newer content creator on YouTube, because you feel like, well, this is kind of the first thing people are going to see. And if they don't think it's perfect, they're not going to come back. They're not going to watch. And so now that I have a little bit more of a library of things, I can be like, people can see other videos and see that, you know, it's okay.
Sometimes it's just worth moving on to the next thing.
Even if it's a song you're going to release, like you can't just mix it until it's, because it's not even going to get much better.
The longer you EQ that snare,
just let it go. Just, it's fine.
Guys, let the snare go.
Non-music producers don't even know. They don't even know you used a loop. Who cares?
Just use the loop. Just duplicate the loop. No one will notice.
Control D the whole way, and nobody else is going to know.
I don't know if you feel this, but there's no better feeling when you can just control D an element in the song till the very end.
That's my favorite. Yes! 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 It's just like, done.
Done. Just perfect that one fade and game over. The mix is, that's it.
It's perfect.
Another thing that I wanted to ask you is kind of when I think of putting things out, I think of like, what will the internet think? And like, it's like, just like this group of faceless and nameless people.
Yeah.
Like, have you felt that the internet is nicer than maybe people who are starting out think that the internet is?
Yeah. Actually, for the most part, I've been surprised because something, you know, as subjective as music, there are obviously very different styles that people like, very different opinions on what's good and what's bad. And I've been pleasantly surprised with how kind people usually are and just, you know, encouragement and saying, you know, I like what you're doing and thanking me for, you know, putting out tutorials that have helped them learn something about music theory or Ableton or just teaching them how to make a certain type of music. And honestly, that's the best part for me because I love teaching. And that's probably why I spend more time on YouTube than actually promoting my own music.
Yeah.
Because I love sharing what I know and helping other people, which, that's the best part.
Do you have a tip for people that are really starting out on maybe something to do, something not to do?
I would say just start, which is probably on the surface, it sounds like horrible, stupid advice. But I feel like people feel like they're never ready. They're going to say, my content isn't good enough. I don't have enough gear. I don't have good enough gear. And I know people look at me and I have a bunch of gear sitting all in front of me most of the time. But when I started, I didn't have half of this stuff. And it's not necessary. You just really need, you know, a cheap webcam, a microphone if you want to do, you know, voiceovers or talking. And even that, you can just put your music out there. You don't even need to talk. Just screen record your computer if you want to. And, you know, they have free things like OBS, which is what I use.
Yeah.
And just start putting it out there. Because if you don't, it's never going to get out there.
If not now, then when?
Yeah. Wow. When becomes never if you don't start.
That's true. Wow. That was philosophical. That was great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having very insightful conversation.
It's just, again, so comforting to hear someone with more experience be like, it's going to be okay. And that the rabbit holes are real and that the kind of every now and then the existential crisis is real, but it's part of it.
Yeah, like every other day, but just get through it.
But it's normal. But it's normal.
Yeah.
It's kind of is what it is. So thank you so much for being on. And it's just been an honor. It's been awesome.